don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am...
the Masked Speaker.
It's not uncommon for people everywhere to have painful waxing sessions.
Kelly Clarkson!
What? But we choose a different way to get things off of our chest with a segment called The Mass Speaker.
It's like verbal wax.
Yeah, right.
One of our listeners is on the phone ready to come clean about something from their past. He's chosen to use the fake name Eric. Eric, welcome to the show. Have you been waxed recently?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
that's related to the secret.
I don't know, but with that voice changer, that'd be a mighty scream.
That would be. Yeah. So, Eric, you are today's mass speaker. We've altered your voice using our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, let's wax away those problem thoughts.
All right. So 7 months ago, I was supposed to get married to this woman that I loved, but I knew I could never marry.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
This already sounds heavy.
I know. You were engaged?
Yeah, we were engaged, but I actually never intended to set a date.
What do you mean? Why would you propose then? Because right now it feels like you just hate money and you wanted to buy a ring. You know, let's get rid of this stuff.
Or maybe it's a situation where, you know, you're just doing whatever you can to keep your girl happy, even though you don't actually believe in the stuff that she does.
No.
What's going on?
All right, so I proposed to her, but I kind of wasn't really... I just wanted to get engaged to her at this point, but the problem was we were at her family's house one night, and they all knew that we were engaged.
Right. And it's going to be so exciting for everyone.
Oh, it was, yeah. And then her uncle, who's like this rich guy, offered us his farmhouse for the wedding in front of everyone, and even though I really didn't want to do that, I just agreed just to kind of save face.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. So it's like you're being slowly forced into this wedding that you don't actually want to happen.
Yeah, and then things kind of spiraled. They put a lot of money into the wedding.
So wait, the whole time you were never planning on actually marrying her, but you're going along with all this?
I do want to marry her. It just wasn't really the right time. And so I kept trying to cancel it, and I kept trying to say things, but...
I hate farms, honey. We have to do a city wedding instead.
I am deadly scared of barns.
Yeah. He's like the most opinionated groom ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, what happened?
The wedding happens. The day of the wedding happens.
Oh, my God.
You let it get to that point?
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to not. And I'm looking at this huge crowd. I'm standing in the front of the aisle, and I just panic, and I'm thinking, like... I don't know what to do.
So we're standing in front of everyone. Oh, no. You are the groom waiting for your bride to come down the aisle right now.
It's wedding day.
And you're panicking?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened? What did you do? I don't know if I want to know.
I did the only thing that I could think of at the time, which probably sounds crazy, but I fainted on purpose.
What?
You fake fainted at the altar.
Yeah, I started shaking, and then I dropped, and then I didn't want anyone to think I was dead, so I started making some noises. So I start going like,
He's still with us, guys.
He's either dying or he's clearing his throat.
Or he's possessed by demons, if he's got the voice changer going at the time.
You guys are laughing. My jaw is like on the floor right now.
He's faking
You're fake. But dude, the bride hasn't even walked down the aisle.
At least he didn't walk out.
What happened next?
He checked out.
Well, then... basically, a medic drives me to the hospital, and the doctor checks me out, and he just says it's stress-related, and my fiancé is there, and she's like, let's go back to the wedding.
Uh-oh.
Of course. Suck it up, you baby!
And then quick, pass out again! Yeah.
No,
you're just constantly
seriously,
passing out.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
You went back, right? You guys got married, right?
No, I told her I couldn't, and she understood, and everyone just kind of had a party. It was fine.
Wait. Cool. You're just glossing over. You told your bride that you couldn't marry her. Why couldn't you marry her?
Well, I never told her why. I just told her I was stress related. But the reason I can't marry her is because I'm already married.
Oh, no. This is getting worse.
What do you mean you're already married?
I
have a wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife thinks I work a lot, which is true. I do. I go on a lot of work trips.
Bro, I thought the secret was you passing out and being passing out. Not you have a whole other family.
You are one of those people with like the double lives. You're leading a double life.
Well, yeah, I was kind of scared that like the news or media would do a thing on me fainting and then my wife would see it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't live close to each other, but.
But still, I can see that go viral.
So your wife clearly doesn't know that you almost got married. Does your fiance girl know about your wife?
No, neither know about each other.
You're with both of them? Oh my God,
why can't you break it off?
I love them both. I don't know who to break it off with.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Why can't you start one of those polygon relationships?
Okay.
Just a shape,
yeah, the polygon.
Polygonamorous.
Yeah.
Polyamorous.
At what point do you think you'll figure out which woman you should be with?
I guess I'm just kind of waiting out to see if my marriage gets better or not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, focus on one at a time.
Sounds like you're taking a real active role. Making it better by having a side fiance.
If you wait long enough, then one of them will eventually kick the bucket, and then you can decide for sure. You know what?
There you go.
We're 80 years old, but I choose you, wife. So good luck, man.
Good luck.
I don't. I think you, I don't wish you the best.
Don't believe in love, Brooke.
No, I think that you're doing something very wrong.
This world needs more love, Brooke.
I just think you need to be single.
Jeff and I wish you double love.
That's right. And remember, if you have a confession that you've been holding on to, text in to 78592.
Holy
we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Got your phone tap coming up next.